This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever, right? And so we've been getting into some things. We've been talking about the way the kingdom of God operates, how you can receive from God. Man, we've talked about so much stuff. I strongly encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen to these things or watch these things over and over. While you're there, please subscribe to our podcast. Please subscribe to our videos. It's absolutely free. Our partners make it possible, and we truly believe that this will alter the course of your life. Now, we've been talking about this, and let's once again jump over into Mark chapter 4, and he says, he's told a parable about a sower sowing seed, and then he says this, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?" The sower sows the word. And so, I just jumped too far ahead. He says, if you don't understand this, you're not going to understand anything. You've got to get this. And so that's why we're spending so much time in this, because if you'll get this, you'll find out why you haven't been receiving from God. And it's not that God is withholding. It's that you're not operating in the method that God has laid out. Okay, and again, you're not trying to earn it. It's just the way the system operates. And so we've talked about, and at great length, we've talked about the first two grounds, and I guess by now you can say we've talked about the third ground at pretty good length, too. Talked about, and we've been here in verse, and let me say this. Go back and listen to the first two grounds. Please don't just jump to this one. This one's important. Okay, don't get me wrong. But you need to hear this all, okay? And in verse 18 is where we're at. Now, these are the ones sown among thorns, and these are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in chokes the word, and it's become unfruitful. We're still talking about the cares of this world. And oh my goodness, we've been talking about this, I guess, for nearly 2 weeks. This is probably the third week, okay? We saw where Jesus, in Matthew chapter 6, said, you shouldn't worry about, you should have no care about your life, what you're going to eat, or what you're going to put on. And not just because he's like, here, I just want, you're in a science experiment, and I want to watch you die. That's not what it was about. It was the fact that he wants to take care of you. Now, and he says, I want you to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things, everything that you need in life will be added to you. I don't want you worried about your life. I don't want you worried about what you're going to eat. I don't want you worried about what you're going to drink. I want you to just seek first the kingdom of God. Seek his word. Find out from his word what his word says. Find out how to operate in his kingdom. And all these other things will be added unto you. So, and then we began to look here in Luke, and we're in chapter 10 and verse 38. And again, this is where Jesus has stopped by Martha, Mary, and Lazarus's home. Okay. And he does not travel by himself, but even if he was just by himself, if all of a sudden you have had an unexpected visit from the most famous preacher of the day, there'd be so much on your mind that you would think needed to happen. We need to have something to eat. We need to have something to drink. We need to make sure the house is clean. Some of you might shut the door. I mean, and I know some days my days would be, I'd shut the door in Jesus' face, say, just a second, and then go and start grabbing stuff up, especially if I've just come home from a trip. I normally, in my living room, I've got luggage sprawled everywhere. And if Jesus were to stop by on one of those days, it'd be, hope, time out, Jesus. I got a couple things, and just shut the door. So she, because she would think there was more than just one thing needed. I got to take care of this. I want to take care of Jesus. I want to take care of what's going on. Now, they both sat down at some point to hear his word. And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Where it says also sat gives the indication that at some point they were both sitting down. But Martha was distracted with much serving. In other words, she sat down to hear. You ever had this in your Bible study time? You sit down to spend time with God and the phone rang. You think about something. You want to Google something. It's a distraction. I'm telling you all the stuff that's happened to me. It's a distraction. And you can get distracted. People say, well, I got to take it. Okay, today I want to talk specifically to the ministers. Because here at Curdoan Ministries, we have a heart for you pastors and ministers. We want to see you succeed. That's the reason that we have a monthly meeting absolutely free to ministers so that they can, to encourage you, to strengthen you, and to give you some tips so that you can succeed. And you can contact the ministry and we'll tell you when it is and how to receive from it. But ministers get distracted with much serving. And again, they're just like Martha, serving the Lord, taking care of the Lord and his business. And we get all caught up in what we do. And listen, let me kind of just be real with you. Ministers, you think, well, I've got to call this person, right? I got to go to the hospital. I got to go do this. Businessmen, you think I got to go to this meeting. I don't have time to spend time with Jesus today. I got to do this, right? I don't have time to go to church. I'm not going to be able to go to church because I've got business meetings and stuff. This is needed. This is how I take care of my family. Well, then you're taking care of your family the wrong way. Because the first thing you ought to be doing is spending time with Jesus. Because that's exactly what he says. Now again, if you're in business or if you're in teachers or something like that, you should know that Jesus could come first. But then you ministers, you deceive yourself because you think that I'm not like those business people. I'm actually working for Jesus. Yeah, but you can deceive yourself too and think, well, I'm out here doing this for Jesus. And yeah, but that's not what he wants right now. What he wants right now is for you to sit down and hear from him exactly what Martha kept getting up and stopping. And so she is convinced. And guys, whether you're a businessman, whether you're a parent, no matter what your function is, the moment you look at Jesus and say what Martha said and says, Lord, do you not care? Something's wrong in your perception of Jesus and who he is. Do you not care? My sister has left me to serve alone. Therefore, tell her to help me. She believes she's so right. Lord, you're wrong. You're wrong to let my sister do this. And now correct her. Man, that is pretty self-deceived. Is that you? Because it's been me. And she says here, Martha, Martha, or Jesus, the Lord answered her, Jesus, and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. You got a lot of stuff on your mind. But there's only one thing that is needed. Now, I know you're sitting there right now and saying, that is not true. There is more than one thing is needed. I get it. You think that your hard work is needed. And I'm not saying that I don't believe in hard work. I do believe in hard work. Right now, this is you might not realize this, but it is hard work standing in a room, just Jimmy and I, me, staring into a camera. It's hard work. It's much easier when there's a crowd. So here we are. There's only one thing that's needed. No, you need to do this. You need to do this. No, that can't be true. Do you know why you think that? Do you know why you think there are multiple other things needed, that you are worried and troubled about many other things? It's very, very simple. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The reason you think there is more things needed is because you don't understand the parable of the sower. You don't get it yet. Jesus is telling her there's only one thing needed, and that is this word that I'm sowing into you. This word that I'm sowing into you will provide for you everything else that is needed. It'll provide for your family. It'll provide the wisdom you need in business. It'll provide your finances. It'll provide your health. It'll provide your strength. Ministers, this is why you need to quit spending so much time with the people and spend time with Jesus. This is the reason the disciples said, and I'm talking specifically to ministers now, this is the reason that the disciples said, it is not meet that we should leave the Word of God to wait on tables. And let me talk to you congregation members. You need to make it that the only thing, and you church leaders, you need to make it so that the only thing your pastors and your ministers have to do is spend time with Jesus and minister the Word. Prayer and the Word. That's exactly what Acts lays out. If your church, wherever your church is, if your church isn't growing, don't necessarily look at the pastor. Look at you, the leaders. Do they have the pastor leaving the Word of God in prayer to wait on tables? Pastors, you know, sometimes it's not the people. It's you go ahead and give up the Word of God and prayer to go wait on tables. And businessmen, you're thinking, sitting there thinking, no, there is more than one thing needful. It's because you don't understand when the sower sows the word and you contend for it and you refuse to yield to the cares of this world, that it will bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. It will empower you to walk on water. And while you're worried and careful about many things, it is choking the word, the very word that would deliver you. Let me say it again until we get the t-shirts. Let the word choke the worry. Don't let the worry choke the word. There's one thing needed. I want you to do this. I want you to sit down and I want you to write out right now. There is one thing needed. If you're driving, don't do it right now. Wait. One thing is needed. Spending time with Jesus and getting into His Word. One thing. Now, that can also be done at church. You can go to church and have the people sow the word on the inside of you. And then write down, what is it that I'm called to do? And the way you get there, no matter what it is, whether you're called to be a plumber or a preacher, is to spend time with Jesus and to hear His Word. Because that Word, and refuse to worry about anything else. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Please listen to Michael. Ministers, take advantage of our free monthly meeting. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His Word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit